taking ownership, taken as a slave. You said we were the ones who were to pray, but it was you who took us on the good ship Jesus, which you told me was my savior. A Messiah, the one who died for me. Didn't want us to find out who we are. Didn't want us to know who we are. You didn't want us to see who we are. Raped us, robbed us, sold us into slavery, threw us into the Atlantic, left us for dead, drug us behind the horses and flogged us, even raped our men, book-breaking sex farm, lynched us and forced us to breastfeed your babies, not to mention the devil's punch bowl, which you tried to erase from history.
Let's get on into it. Matthew 6:22. The single eye. I kind of went over this in the other channel. It's also on Patreon. I sometimes I forget to do Patreon, but all right. Let me go up a little bit. All right. Matthew 6, let's start at 19, chapter 6. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. It don't matter, these folks that's ruling right now, when they die, you're going to see them no more. Unless they repented. It don't matter if I can monopolize the whole earth and take over its monetary system. It's coming to an end. Y'all see it coming. You see it coming. It's coming to an end. You got bank collapses. You got the polluting and the killing of the earth. They are destroying the earth. There's nothing in place to check and balance the destruction of the earth. And in the end, even if they did, you read Revelation, the Most High gonna send his Malachim. He's gonna send his angels to start destroying the earth. But all right, let's keep the eye on the Most High. In order for me to, let's say, go to the kitchen, I got to have a clear line of sight to get to the kitchen. Okay, as I get up and go to the kitchen. Now, if I mess around and turn to the left or turn to the right, when the kitchen is right in front of me, my vision has changed. What's in front of me have shifted to whatever's on the left or whatever's on the right. It may be cares of this world, or it may be wanting to heap a name for myself. Can you smell what I'm cooking? All right, so now, out of my peripheral, I can still see what's to the left and right of me. So that's good, whether it be dangers or stuff that needs to be handled. But I'm going to the kitchen. So I should keep my main focus. It should be getting to the kitchen. Got some pop-ups popping up. This CPU been off for a while. Shalom, everybody. Glad y'all can make it. All right, now, I go to the kitchen. Okay. Boom. I'm going to get me something to eat. All right. It's the same way going to the kingdom of the Most High. You can't go to the left. The Bible speaks of this. Or to the right. Your vision got to be right dead ahead. Y'all can't see my screen. Hold on. In order for the sniper to hit his target, notice he got to have his eye, single eye on the target. Imagine what would happen if he put a pair of binoculars up there, or she, in this day and time with these sisters, y'all need to get y'all some weapons too. Imagine if you put a pair of binoculars up there, how effective are you going to be at hitting the mark with a pair of binoculars up there? Okay, you got to narrow down your vision. You got to narrow it down. You got to shut out all the distraction that's going to hinder you from the goal, from your mission, from that which you were created to do. Okay? Let's see what this is here. Nope, not going to no doggone video. Let me look at the definition. Narrowing the field of vision resulted in the loss of side vision. Okay, Satan coming at you with lust and prosperity that's unbiblical. You got to ignore that stuff. Get tunnel vision when it comes to the Most High. All right? A tendency to be extremely focused on something or on a part of something. Are you focused? Huh? As a problem or a plan. Now, your plan to make it into the kingdom is faith. But how you go about going to that plan to make it to the kingdom is going to be the works. You can't say, I'm going to the kitchen and don't get up.
and go to the kitchen. So how you gonna go to the kingdom and don't get up in your spirit, get up in the word, and do what the Most High said do, and travel on your spiritual journey to the kingdom? Faith without works is dead. All right?
Now, I'll get you some more scripts. This right here gonna be most of the scripts, yeah. All right? Okay, this might be the same verse, Luke. I don't forget what I wrote. Let me see here. Luke 6, 34. Let me see. Let me try it. I wrote this, believe it or not, I wrote this like 2 weeks ago. I think this, 134. Let me see. I know when I get to it. I think it's, I don't forget. Let me see. I ain't ashamed to say I forgot. It's probably an indicator I should have been done this. It's probably an indicator. But I don't know. I'm balancing a whole life. I ain't making no excuse. All right. Hold on. Let me go to Matthew 14:22. All right. Now, while I'm thinking about that, let me see, did I write a verse down? Let me go 14:22 first. All right. Now, y'all remember, y'all familiar with Mashiach walking on the water? Okay. All right. This is that right after he fed the 5,000 women and children. And straightway, Yahushua constrained the disciples to get into a ship and to go before him on the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. He sent the ship ahead of him. See, he already saw what he already saw what was going to happen. He sent the ship ahead of him. Clear line of sight. His vision was so far into the future that we're talking about it right now. But look, listen right here. But the ship was now in the middle of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary, you know, in the storm. And the fourth watch of the night, Yahushua went unto them walking on the sea. Why are you worried about missing the boat when you can walk on the water and float? Remember, he is the word. The word created the water. When you create something, it's supposed to obey that which you created it for. But anyway, 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Notice you got two types of spirit. You got evil spirits and you got good spirits. So why are you going to assume that you saw a spirit that is something bad? Because you looking at the storm that's going on around you, you were just in the midst of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Here it is right here. Look, right here. It took 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking into heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. You just witnessed a miracle. You done took your eye off the miracle. Now you looking at this ship, and you looking at this storm. And you see a spirit walking on the water, and you assume it's a bad spirit. You done lost track. You done went to the left or the right, whichever one. Okay? Let me keep going. And they cried out for fear. Remember, the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear. Anytime you are afraid, I want you to remember. I want you to see. Why am I afraid? Have my vision, have I lost my line of sight? What am I looking at that I wasn't looking at before? Why am I looking at fear all of a sudden? And when I wasn't looking at it from at the first? and took my eyes off the prize, off the kingdom, off the will of the Most High. All right? Let me go right here before I forget. Spirit of fear. Hold on. Let me just put another Bible up there. Just hold on. I'm going to go back. I had to, sometimes I got to do this. That's why I'm ignoring y'all comments, so I don't lose sight. Okay? Glad y'all can join. Let's do it now. Right here, 2 Timothy 1:7. Y'all have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. If you're afraid, you have no power. Well, you're not able to fully access it. Let me correct that. You're not able to fully access the power because you are looking at fear and not faith, not the Most High, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You are tormented anytime you are afraid. You are tormented because you're worried about is you finna die, how you gonna die, you in a situation you can't control, you don't know what's going on. That's torment. And it'll not come from the Most High. If it didn't come from above, guess what? It came from below. All right? Back over here. All right? They cried out for fear. But straightway, Yahushua spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. Sound mind. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, I'm going to read it verbatim. If it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. If it's you, let me come out on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter would come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Okay, when he got out of the ship, he walked on the water. He's looking at the Messiah. He said, let me come unto thee. He saw him. He said, let me come to you. All he had to do was keep his eyes straight and get to stepping. All right. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, Saul. He done got double vision now. He done got double vision now. He was afraid and beginning to sink. Notice, first he saw, then he feared his power. He lost his power, his ability, and then he started sinking. See that? It's a process. You done took your eye off of the Most High. That gonna bring fear and torment because that's all Satan does. Okay? And then you're going to start sinking. You might not be sinking in water, but guess what? If you don't start sinking, you're going to be in hell fire. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, Yahushua stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Where did you doubt? Where did you doubt, Peter? This is where he started doubting it, right here. He saw the wind. He started looking at that. Your eye is on the word of the Most High. You start looking at the sky and the what's going on around you. He's right in front of you. He said, where did you begin to doubt? Okay. And look, and when he was coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Make me wonder, did Yahushua do the whole thing anyway? All right, let me go. Now, let me see here. I think I got Samson on my stream, y'all. I'm not using this whitewashed lie. Not gonna do it. Let me see if I think I got Samson in my stream, y'all. Hold on. I'm not using any white. We that's what's wrong with us today. There's too much whitewashing going on. You can't see yourself in nothing. That's why that takes your eye off the truth. You've been seeing whitewashed lies your whole life.
When people tell you, you the people, and show you all kind of scripts in the book, prophecies that don't fit nobody else but us, you can't even see us because you're looking, your eyes are everywhere. They come out with a new slave movie every year. They come out with a new whitewashed Bible music, right round like clockwork. Your eyes all over this. Then you pass through the scripture, you got whitewashed name. I'm just telling you what happened, okay? Let me see, I had Samson up here, hold on. Here you go.
Lord. Lord. If I am yours, remember me now. Strengthen me once more.
Your God has abandoned you, Samson.
You are the man who took away my eyes. I am glad of it, for the darkness helps me think.
Your God has deserted you and taken your strength with him.
No. I can see him more clearly than ever. He wants me to destroy you all!
It's over, Samson! Stop it! Kill him!
Some of y'all say, well, he died in the end. Guess what? If you live according to the word, you're going to die destroying the devil's work. You're going to die destroying their work. That's what it is. Now, in the event, the Most High see fit like Moses, Elijah, Enoch, you might not die. What say your faith, though? That's what's going to determine how you die. A lot of times we die because of disobedience. We only call the Most High when we won't save him. The whole time we don't want to, we put ourselves in the predicament. Now we want to call him. Okay? All right. Yeah, you're going to die. You're afraid of that, huh? Might as well get ready and look death right in the eye. Look death right in the eye. And say, okay, Most High. I see you behind death. Matter of fact, let me show y'all this. The Most High cast death and hell into the lake of fire. Okay? He created death. So why are you worried about what the Most High created? All you got to do is look at the Most High. Death all around you the whole time. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Okay? You don't want this second death. Oh, let me share my screen. Hold on. You don't want this second death.
Y'all bear with me, a computer blank down. Hold on. I'm focused.
All right, let me see him. Let me close that out. He cast death and hell into the lake of fire. All right. Okay. Let me move on. I'm not sharing my screen. Hold on. I was finna share something with y'all. If it's meant to be the Most High, I put it back in my vision. All right. Okay, let me go to okay. This is Joel chapter 2. Let me go to Joel chapter 2. Let's start at 27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You got to see the truth first. They got all kind of doctrines out here. See, the only way you're going to focus in on the truth, you got to read that word yourself. Let me see here. Is it study to show yourself approved? That part of your work you got to do. If you can't read, listen. You got to sacrifice. Study to show yourself approved unto Yah, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, and they shall be ashamed no more. Now, just the verse before that. Rightly dividing the word of truth. If you can't see straight, how you going to divide something? Your vision is off. Some people going to get they ain't going to get the right portions. They're going to get more heaping helps of lies. Let me show you this again. Hold on. What is it? And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. No, he's in the midst of America. The midst of Israel. He in the midst of the Vatican. The midst of Israel. No, he in the midst of spiritual Israel. The midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Okay. All right. Now, this is what time it is. Get your scope. You might have to adjust your scope a couple clicks so you can get that X marks the spot. Study. Start adjusting your scope. Find you a devil and lay them out. Start adjusting your scope. Find some false doctrines and lay it out. Adjust your scope. Find something that's not right and lay it out. All right. Study to show thyself approved unto Yah. Start adjusting your scope. A workman that needeth not be ashamed. What you ashamed for? Rightly dividing the truth. Okay. Let's go back over here. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Do you know, in order for people to receive the prophecy, they got to see, they got to clearly see what it is, who it is, why it is that you are prophesying. How you going to see the coming kingdom if they got all these doctrines running everywhere? You going to have to move, help them move that stuff out of the way. You going to have to, you might have to give them some glasses or something. Show them how to adjust the scope. Give them a late pinpoint accuracy. How is they going to see the kingdom if ain't nobody destroying these lies? How? That's why it's like that. You got all these doctrines and religions out here cluttering up the past, cluttering up the path, all blocking the way. That's why you can't rely on your eyes. That's why the script said, if thy eye be single, spiritual, if thy eye be single, if your spiritual eye, your whole body shall be full of light. All right? And in darkness, it's easy to see light. All right, now, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Okay? Now you can go to Acts chapter 2, 17. Same verse. But it ain't over. It ain't over. Reason why you don't see what's going on today is you see what's going on in the Bible because people done lost sight. They done lost focus. All these lies is in the way. There's not enough spiritual warfare going on. Okay? A lot of times we get ashamed to speak the truth. And they shall never be ashamed. That's what the Bible said. The script said we ain't rightly divided. You ain't going to be, what you ashamed for? The ones out here doing all type of dark deeds, they the ones to be ashamed. You ain't got to beat them over the head with it. You can find a better ways to say stuff. You know what I'm saying? Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days. This is bearing witness to Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. All right? Man, that kind of went faster than I expected. Ephesians 4, 1 through 5. Let me go to Ephesians 4, 1 through 5. Sometimes you ain't got to take all day. I mean, not that I'm cutting the Most High short, because I said it didn't take it long. Sometimes it ain't got to take all day. Either you get it or you don't. And sometimes short videos, people can retain, they can retain the message better because it's short. You can go back and listen to it. All right. Ephesians 4, 1 through 5. I therefore as a prisoner of your hour, beseech thee, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Some of y'all said, he's a prisoner. The Most High got a prisoner? You're a prisoner to your own lustful desires. Okay. Name a bad habit and just stop like that. Pretty much, in order to stop any bad habit, it's going to have to be some planning. It's going to have to be a line of sight on how to do it. Now, there are instances where the Most High will... You call on him, he'll take that taste just like that. There are instances like that. But sometimes he wants you to fight. Because in fighting, you learn how to fight. In fighting, you become more adaptable and more of an expert in warfare just by fighting alone. That's why he lets you, sometimes, that's why he lets you fight. Sometimes he'll take just like that. Sometimes he's going to let you fight. Okay? All right. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. This ain't talking about forbearing devils and wickedness. Okay? This ain't what this is talking about, the brethren and the sisterin, the followers of the word.
This is what this is talking about. All right? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit with the bond of peace. That's verified what I just said. How you going to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of the Most High with Satan? One of them got to go. You can put your eye on the word. Or you just keep looking around. Just say you window shopping. Oh, that looks all right. This is wickedness. Oh, that look all right. What harm could that do? All this evil. Oh, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You don't see nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we got to start putting that spirit of the gift of the, show them how to see. If you be around a person long enough, you begin to learn their mindset. You begin to learn ways that you can show them things. Some people ain't going to get it because their name ain't written in the book of life. But some people, you can still talk to them. The message you give them, they might reject it and go behind your back talking about you. Saying what you said, and the person they talking about you, they might receive the message. All right. There is one body, if thy eye be single. One spirit, even as you are called one in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, if thy eye be single. One God and Father of all. Who is above all and through all and in you all. So if he in you, he ain't giving you a spirit of fear. Is he in? That's the question. Don't answer me. Is he in you? Here's a litmus test. What do people see? I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. I'm just a messenger. Nobody, they ain't got no heaven or hell. What do people see when they see you, when they see your works? Your works are an example of your faith. If you want to be a lawbreaker or you want to be a mass murderer, your works gonna lead you down the path because you got your sight on mass murdering. You're gonna get you kidnap kids. You're gonna watch all kind of murderous movies. You're gonna devote your time to homicide. That's your faith. That's what you got your eye on. That's what you walking out. That's what you believe. All right. Let me read this again. One master, one faith, one baptism, one Elohim and Abba of all, Abba Father, who is above all and through all and in you all. See, you claim you know the Most High, and evil is coming out your spirit. You is lying. You bearing false witness. Look at it. If you claim you are a child of the Most High and you are obeying the words to the best of your ability, and you look like one of these heathens out here, you are bearing false witness. Let me go to the Ten Commandments. Let me get some images up here. You have to, some of them, they done narrowed them down. Let me see, this might be a good one. All right. You shall have no other gods before him. All right. Look, number one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not make unto thee take the name of Yahweh in vain. You is also taking his name in vain. I'm a child of the Most High. You say, well, I ain't use his name. But you claim you represent him. Go out here with a McDonald's jersey on and start being caught on the street soliciting sex or breaking the law and see how long you keep that job. That uniform, you representing the Most High. I mean, well, you representing that company. Certain people, you seen video where people go out here doing all kind of racist and wicked stuff,
with the company uniform on, and people call that company and they get fired, that make the company they work for look bad. So how is it that people don't think when they say they living right and they a child of the Most High, they ain't putting doo-doo up on that which is holy. They ain't putting dirt on the Most High's name. Get to this bare false witness. They go to Sabbath. Right here. It says against your neighbor, but focus on this false witness. A lie is a lie. If it's false, it's not the truth. You should not bear false witness against your neighbor. You're bearing a false witness of the Most High. You're lying. You're prophet lying. All right, let me get back over here. All right, let me see here. I think I finished that. Let me read this. This is interesting. You know, he's in you all. That's the whole purpose of Mashiach, breaking himself like bread. Take of my body and eat. In other words, accept the spirit, the Most High Spirit that I'm giving you as I break this body. He breathed the breath of life into Adam, right? We still breathing, right? That's the natural side. Adam separated the natural from the spiritual. Mashiach restored the spiritual breath. Let me see here. Behold, nail, behold, hand. Arm of the Most High. Behold, look, nail. Behold. But anyway. All right. Let me see here. But unto every one of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended first up on high, he led captivity captive. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. It didn't make no exception. It did not say except for racist white supremacist devils. It didn't say that. The script said whosoever. So if I start leading people into captivity, I can lead people to captivity from the pulpit. All I got to do is put out these false doctrines and lies, lead them into captivity. All right. When he ascended up on high, after remember in the book of Acts, he went back. He ascended. He led captivity captive, and gave gifts. Your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men shall dream dreams, and the young men shall and see visions. This men and women, y'all. Men and women. Hebrew is a masculine language, predominantly. Okay. Gifts. 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 In other words, when it's so-called Christmas time, you're looking for gifts. Allow me to adjust your scope to the spiritual so you can be looking for gifts. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, generous, temperance, meekness. Against such, there is no law. What are your gifts at? The gifts of healing. Set your sights on healing. You know the food, water, and air is killing us, right? You know this. Okay, what would your faith be? Okay, how can I reverse this? I know one brother that might not agree with everything, but I honor what he do. And I honor what he do, and it worked, and I've used it. All praises to the Most High. All right. See that I'm subscribed to his channel. I don't do everything he said, but if something going on in my body, I see a line of sight. I see a line of sight to go to. Okay. I be telling other folks. You know your food, okay. A lot of the stuff we eating today ain't food. But anyway, let me get back over here. Let me close this out. Let me see, go back over here. Must be this Bible. All right, let me move on. That's it, that's all the scripts. Let me go back to Ephesians 4. I think I closed out my Bible, moving too fast. Sorry, that's why I got it wrote down. And gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also first descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Okay. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. Satan couldn't keep him down there. Death could not hold him down. You remember, the Most High gonna throw death and hell in the lake of fire. Go down there and get the victory over death. He's in you. You got to see the weapons that he's gave. You are a weapon. Let me see. Let me put on a hold. Let's go to this spiritual warfare right quick. Let's put this. Let me see here. Come on, Ephesians. Where you at? Ephesians 6. Sometime I'll be start typing. All I got to do is think. Ephesians 6. Got a habit of typing. Well, one good thing about it, show you how to do it yourself if you don't know what verse at. If you know some of the verse, alright? Alright, right here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in your power and in the power of his might. You ain't gonna have no power if you're afraid. Fear brings torment. Hold on. That's a Bible verse. I don't know where it's at, but it just registered. Fear brings torment. That's why you ain't got no peace. First John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. You put the Most High, them first commandments, you put the Most High above everything else. That's perfect love. No other gods. Them first commandments that's about him. Yeah, perfect love. There is no fear. Why are you afraid of the Most High? You ain't got to worry about him casting you in the lake of fire. Because you're honoring him. But at the same time, I fear the Most High out of respect and reverence. And I know what he will do if I don't respect him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want to be wise? Let me show you this after this. Hold on, let me show you this. The fear... Let me show you this. You want to know? You want to be wise? The fear of your power. Hold on. Oh, fear your power, O ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Respect and honor. You ain't playing around with him. Hold on. Let me see here. It's in Proverbs. I know this in Proverbs. Let me see. Hold on. It's in the Apocrypha too. Look, the fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom. So you waiting on instruction. You can't hear the voice of the Most High. Start respecting him then. Act like you know. Because you do know. The fear of Yahweh is the instruction. You want to know what he wants you to do. Get back to the commandments. Start obeying the word.
I guarantee you, you're going to know exactly what he wants you to do.
And before honor is humility. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. You want some knowledge? You want some heavenly knowledge that's going to last for an eternity? This occultic knowledge is going to burn in the lake of fire. Where's all that secret society, all this mess? Where's that mess going to get you? What good is having all this knowledge, especially you black folks, when you can't use it to elevate your people?
Well, I got mine.
But anyway, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Here go your wisdom and here go your instruction. And where that come from? The fear and respect and the obedience to the Most High.
All right.
Now, let's see, where was I at? All right, now, there is no fear in love. Yeah, you doing what you doing to the best of your ability. You ain't playing around with this walk. Why is you afraid? Why? All right, but perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love. Because fear has torment. You ain't getting no rest. Up all night. That's what Satan wants you. Tired. You can't fight too good if you're tired. You can fight, but it's hard to focus on. You probably can knock a joker out in 5 seconds, where if you're tired and worn out for battle, it takes you 3 minutes to take him out. You're going to be even more tired, and you got some motor fighting to do. You can go for the juggler in a few seconds. You see what I'm saying? Exhaustion wears out your focus. You start getting sleepy. Then you're sleepwalking. All right. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. All right, family. I think I give y'all enough. Any questions? Yes, sir. Brother Nathaniel. That's right. Keep planting. Keep planting, brothers and sisters. Keep planting. This thing right here. I'm going to have to, I let the expiration go out. Matter of fact, I couldn't take it down. Can't take it down. Let me go back to it. Yeah, I can take that down. Take it down and do it like this. All right. Shalom. I plan on doing another one later on. I plan on now. I plan on it, okay? I don't want to tell no lie, okay? Got to be careful in this walk. So it's best to say I plan on it. But look for it. I'm 80% sure, unless something drastic happens. The next one going to be, it's going to be kind of like natural stuff that we walk our effect with. You can't serve the Most High spiritually and walk in as you are to walk, and Satan is destroying your body, your natural body. That's why it's also important to know how to heal yourself with food. I'm gonna keep showing y'all these books and things. Here's another one. I'll show you this one. You learn how to. Let me show y'all. He gave us the seeds of the. Hold on. The seeds is healing for the healing of the nation. Hold on. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation. Let me share my screen. I'm trying to get out. It's just sometimes I get happy. I get happy just, hey, talking about the Most High and helping folks. All right. Revelation 22:12. Let me hit the chapter. Let me see. And he showed me a pure river of the water. I want you to look. I want you to vision. See, this is a vision. You can visualize. He showed me a pure river of water. I want you to see a pure river of the water of life. Clear as crystal. Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. It's coming from the Most High. Can you see the river? Pure river of water of life. Can you see? I want you to visualize, adjust your scope, see into the future. Huh? Call
call, you know, call it like it's here right now. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was a tree of life. Remember that same tree? Which bear 12 manner of fruits. Do you see in the, pork up there? The tree of life. When the Most High created, I know we eating stuff different now. When he created Adam, was his heart, was Adam and them eating, was they eating beef? Was they eating buffalo? Huh? They sure wasn't eating pork and scavengers. The Most High's intention out of creation, his plan was for us to eat plants. It's healing. That's just like putting water in your gas tank. I know he gave us the ability, and he did sanction for us to eat certain stuff. He also told us not to eat pork and filthy stuff. Okay? All right? Which bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. It wasn't no doggone pill popping and lying and making a racket out of the medical industry. So your healing is that which he created. You come from the earth. We are a product of the earth. The trees and plants and everything come from the earth. That pill come from the lab. It's not natural. It's been, they done put something else with it. And whatever they put with it, it don't really agree with our body. Some of it might work, but you be hard to find, you be hard pressed to find any medicine out here that's from the pharmaceutical industry. Not saying that you can't, without a side effect to the body. It's probably gonna have to be all natural. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I don't make pills. But I do know this. Pretty much every medicine that they come out with got a negative side effect. That is not a healing. Healing means there's no repercussion for you taking this. That's a healing. Okay, healing the blind. Ain't no repercussion for that. I mean, see what I'm saying? Okay. All right, Shalom. I'm glad y'all made it. And y'all look forward to it. It's Mississippi Madness. All right, this is warfare out here. You got to, if the Most High didn't want us protecting ourselves, then why did he sanction us to have a military? Huh? Book of Daniel, making war with the saints. War, it just said annihilation. Hold on, let me go to this Bible verse. Making war with the saints. Book of Daniel. Daniel 7:21, and behold, I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. It just said they annihilated them. Okay? When the Most High, we is supposed to be making war against the wickedness of Satan. Primarily spiritual. Primarily spiritual war. Okay? Primarily. You should be more tuned to spirits than people. Now, if somebody come get you now. Come on now. Come on now. That's the slave doctrine kicking in. See, ain't it amazing how black folks is the only one that believe in doing nothing as the enemy killers? Do the white Christians believe that they should let people kill, run up in there and kill their family? Do the white Christians, you're supposed to be reading the same Bible. Do the white church folks believe that the police just come up in their house and just slaughter them without defending themselves? Do they believe that?
If they did, then why put police departments in place if they don't believe in self-defense? Why put money, why send your kids off to the military if you don't believe in protecting your nation and your people? Most of these are so-called church folks, y'all. But black folks is the only one who believe that we're supposed to sit back and wait on our turn to die. Where is that verse at in the Bible? They done waged a middle war on us. They done taught us. They done cluttered the path. Our vision is blurred. They done got a scope off. All right, family, let me quit. I'm about to get wild up again. We got to get out of this doggone matrix. Hold on, let me put this right here. Hold on. Let me do this right quick. Let y'all get a taste of this. That ain't it. All right, let me put this right here for you.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? You should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you.
This could be you. I thank Yahuwah that I made you. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the building. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movies. I thank Yahuwah that I made you. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the building. I got new eyes, you change the scene, something you see on the movies, yeah. It's something my heart is telling me, there's something ain't right in this church. I close my eyes and I feel, something ain't sitting right with this worship. Deep in my heart I feel guilty, they really run this like a business. Running service back to back like clockwork, I feel like I'm singing for Disney. I ain't never even met the pastor, the choir members don't even know my name. I stand here looking like a pastor, nobody even got a face with a shame. Everybody acting like this is normal, sometimes I don't even say the word good morning. Am I the only one with the discernment? I can hear the preacher watering down the sermon. But I was searching for some answers, cause in my life I was going through some problems. Even if I had to fix some dances, I was looking for somebody to solve them. Time and time again I was let down. Dealing with Christians, they will disappoint you. Don't put your trust in men. This is my real life, this could be you. I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the building. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movies. I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the building. I got new eyes, he changed the scene. Something you see on the movies, yeah. The system was never designed for us. We never been completely set free. I studied the law like a syllabus. We still in the land of our enemies. Nothing new under the sun. We still complaining, we miss Mitzrayim. We can summon the power above. He is the right hand in the Shemayim. If I tell you he walked this earth, would you believe me? Would you believe? He was in fashion from dirt. He's the begotten perfect seed. Perfect example, the phenotype. Ain't arguing over no Edomite. The moment is now, we must get it right. Stop mimicking darkness and be the light. We settle for chump change when the world was created for your dominion. So many layers of lies, we gon' peel it back, pack like an onion. There is no fear if you walk with Yahuwah. If you try to do sin, guaranteed to consume you. But you got another chance if you repent and make a change. This could be you. I thank Yahuwah that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as him. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a delicate. I got new eyes. He changes scenes. Something you see on the movies. I thank y'all who I got a matrix. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as him. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a delicate. I got new eyes, he changed the scene, something you see on the movies. I thank y'all who I got a matrix. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as him. I owe him my life, he is the potter, cause he made the devil. I got new eyes, he changed the scene, something you see on the movies. I thank y'all who I got a matrix. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as him. I owe him my life, he is the potter, cause he molded a better. I got new eyes, he changed the scene. Something you see on the movie screens.
All right, family, Shalom.